You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, with over 15,000 trees and 2,500 different species from all over the world and 17 miles worth of paths, Westenburg Arboretum is one of the most well-known and well-loved arboretums in the country. And they've started a new scheme involving blind and partially sighted people. And I'm joined now by Andy Shipley from Natural Inclusion, here to tell us all about it. Thank you so much for joining us, Andy. So can you tell us a little bit about this project and what it actually is?
Yeah, so this is it's a project. It's a programme of sensory walks, and they're going to run every Friday and Sunday for the rest of October. And each walk is led by a team of visually impaired guides. And the idea is that it's just an invitation for anybody that wants to take part just to explore the Arboretum, primarily using their non-visual senses.
So it's open to people who have sight loss and people who are fully sighted. Either party could go.
Open to everyone. That's the whole point, really. And to a certain degree, and this is where a lot of my work is focused, it's aimed at the sighted population, really to help them reconnect and appreciate the value of their non-visual senses as well as their eyesight. So it's really trying to take people into an experience where they discover the wonders of nature, but using their non-visual senses and really exploring parts of the natural world that they would just probably ignore if they were walking around the Arboretum just casually, just, you know, primarily using their eyes to navigate. There's an awful lot of subtle textures, scents and sounds that they would miss because they're just largely using their eyes to find their way around and just to gaze on the views, as opposed to really appreciating the rich diversity of trees and nature at the Arboretum.
So if somebody came on this experience, what could they expect? What kind of things are you touching? What kind of things are you talking about and smelling and things like that? What would you expect from this experience?
Well, the guides are going to be working in pairs, and they've designed their own walks. So it will really depend on what walk they're going to run on the day, but it will be experiencing the features of the diverse population of trees that there is at the site and just enjoying different facets of those trees. So it could be the scent of one tree, the bark of another, the feel of the certain seed pods, sound of the leaves. It could be any combination of those things. And it could be really focusing on the changes of texture under your feet as well, and just enjoying the space around you at Westenburg. So it could be any one of those things, plus other experiences as well.
And it is getting a little bit cooler outside. You were talking about texture underfoot, and it's just made me think of like falling leaves from trees and things like that. Did you choose to do this walk at sort of the beginning of autumn, and when we're getting towards sort of Halloween and things, did you choose this season specifically, or would you have used any season?
Yeah, I think it's worked out brilliantly because this is one of the most sensual seasons, isn't it? I mean, autumn is fabulous, as you were saying. There's the leaves on the ground, and not only there's the sound of the leaf and the feel of them under your foot, there's that lovely aromatic scent that they give off when you tread on them. I always think it smells a bit like vintage sherry. Not that I drink much vintage sherry, but it has that sort of heavy, winey sort of scent to it. And I love that about autumn. And Westenburg, many people would argue, is actually at its best in the autumn. And it's one of the most popular time for visits to the Arboretum as well.
What do you think the guides enjoy about it? What do you think is the best thing that they get out of it?
Yeah, well, I think it's actually being put in a position to really using their talents, you know, the skills that we develop as visually impaired people that the rest of society don't really appreciate. So it's actually enjoying the opportunity to share how we interact with the world non-visually, and giving other people the opportunity to do that and realise that actually it's a much richer world when you are using your non-visual senses. And to a certain extent, there's a lot going in the world that we as visually impaired people are aware of that sighted people aren't, because they're so dependent on their vision and rely so much on their vision. So I think from all of the guides, it's this opportunity to really turn the tables a bit and lead a group and actually share their experience and be speaking from a voice of authority in terms of the sensations and the ways in which non-visual senses are so powerful, and actually how they have become experts in using those non-visual senses.
Do you think that the people who come on the walks will go away and sort of use the skills that they've learned as well, and maybe pay a bit more attention to their other senses once they leave?
Yeah, I really hope so. I mean, there's a number of things that I really hope will come from this. One of those is exactly that, is to once you've rediscovered your non-visual senses, the hope is that people will leave and consciously pay more attention, taking time out to either listen to the sounds of nature or stop to take in the smells, feeling the textures beneath their feet, but just essentially spend a few mindful moments with their non-visual senses and give their eyes a rest and sort of drop out of the hurly-burly of everyday life. And another outcome is really, hopefully it will shift people's perceptions about visually impaired people and visual impairment as well, and sort of reframing the perception of visual impairment as solely being a deficit and actually more about being an opportunity to develop new skills and a whole range of skills that enable us to interact with the world in more various ways than the sighted population do. And I think a degree of appreciation really for the role that visually impaired people can and could play in helping people rediscover their power of their non-visual senses.
That's a really great message, isn't it? I really like that message. If you would like to find out more about these walks and get involved, you can go to the Forestry England website, www.forestryengland.uk, and search for Western Burt Arboretum. It's £1 to go, and they're running every Friday and every Sunday for the rest of October. Thank you so much for joining us, Andy.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.